It is 1:45 p.m. on December 9, 2015. We are continuing the formal hearing of OPA PA 15009.
Mr. Leon Guerrero, just to remind you, you're still under oath as you answer these questions. I understand. Please stand. You may continue your direct examination here.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Okay, I think we broke during some questioning about seminal, so I'd like to pick up on that. Okay, so we're talking about the seminal process, and you are familiar with the document called the seminal, right?
I understand that, but I'm not really familiar with it.
Okay, and
I understand what they exist.
Okay, so do you know that it's like a living document? When I say living, it evolves and it's updated and it's presented to court. Okay. And I'm going to take you to one of the examples that might be easier this way. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to take you to Exhibit 11. Sorry, somehow it's small. So I apologize. It's got a copy that's available for you as opposed to the
okay.
All right. So this is a UI from January 13, 2015. As you can see in the top of the log for this project.
Okay.
All right. And I'd like to focus on the very bottom of page 1.
You're not going to ask you to read this out.
Oh, do you need glasses?
No, but
I'm happy to read it out for you. Can I do that for you?
I would have to say this thing.
I know.
The
you know what? I'm happy to email one to them if they can.
The print is rather.
I know. Everything else came out the other direction, but I overlooked this. Okay. So the very bottom is submittal number on the left-hand column 562.001.-02. That's the submittal number. Okay?
Okay.
And then there's a date, and the date of the submittal is October 27, 2014.
Okay.
All right. And then you have the title of the description of the submittal. It's construction phasing plan. Paren, originally submitted as 001.A.011, close paren. So that's what the submittal is. Okay? And then it says, the next column is just the response date, was November 4, 2014, and total days that lapsed between the time they reviewed it was 6 days. They received and they reviewed. And then the action was EAN, exceptions as noted, and I'll take you to the chart below, the next page that explains that. And then it says, the next column says, resubmit yes or no, it says no, all right? And then it says, days out, zero. The signer, the name on the reviewer's name is R. Senecal, S-E-N-E-C-A-L. I believe that's Richard Senecal. And the date to reviewer was October 27, 2014. That's the date he received it. And then November 4, the next day, is the date from reviewer, date he sent it out back to Carondo, November 4, 2014. Okay? Now,
what was the submittal number, Ms. Fay?
It's 562.001-02.
Thank you.
All right, now if you go to the next page, please, there is a color coding and what do they call these things? The key. Thank you. The key. So it says review status. EAN means exceptions as noted. Okay? Bless you. And the right, in the center, right at the bottom or middle of the page, bless you. Yellow means under review by CM, construction manager, and it's kind of orange, I guess, contractor to resubmit. So if the line has any of these colors, you either have to, it's either telling you that CM's reviewing it, or if it's orange, then it's contractor has to resubmit. So there's going back to the line we were looking at, page one, it's white, it's not yellow or orange, so it's simply done review, and there's no requirement to resubmit because it's yellow. Do you see that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, just keep your eye on that. I'm going to take you to, and now keep in mind, that is October 27, 2014. Now, going to the next exhibit, exhibit 12. Or if I could use 12, it's easier. Okay, exhibit 13, sorry. Exhibit 13.
13.
All right. I didn't have to make you all wrong. Page 3.
Which exhibit, please?
It's exhibit 13.
Thank you.
And go to page 3, please.
Page 3.
Okay. And then you see there's a little red box that I've boxed in the middle of the page?
Uh-huh.
All right. So those are the submittals in this log as of March. And the date on the first page is March 10, 2015. And it says, for that particular submittal, submittal number 2, 562.001-02.
Okay.
Is different than what we just read. It's gone. The one that has EAN reviewed on November, remember the other one said November, on the right-hand column, if you go back, it's reviewed November 4th. Now it's reviewed March 1st. So, and then the status is now REVR, which is revise and resubmit. And then the column next to it says resubmit yes or no. It says yes. So the earlier one that I just pointed out to you is no longer in this log. Do you agree?
It's not in this log, yes.
Okay. And is this... Have you seen this practice of like disappearing submittals in your experience as in your experience in just project management and project management?
No, I can't answer that, Ms. Tang. The submittal logs that I've done in prior, we don't have submittal logs. I do it differently, obviously.
Okay.
It's vertical. I've not seen this. I'm not an expert. I can't.
Were you, before this case was filed, so this appeal,
okay,
and were you aware that this was done to, this had happened to a submittal in this case, in this project?
I'm aware that you called me about this, yes.
Yes.
And again, I refer to the people that know,
yeah.
to the GTG group.
Okay.
And I had them look at it, yes.
Okay. And what did they tell you?
They didn't tell me that there was a red flag. They didn't say. They basically said that this is normal practice. It's not unusual.
What is not unusual?
For them to make adjustments to the log.
Like this?
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
What did they tell you? I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. No. You said that they made adjustments in the log when I talked to you, and I said, okay, we'll look into it, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
And what they looked into was the logs. And again, you have to refer to the experts.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they said this is what they told me was this not this particular practice. I don't, because I've not said. See these two logs and compare the two logs. But they said that the practice that was done with the logs is not unusual. It's not abnormal.
Okay. Now, do you agree that deleting a submittal log, a submittal from a submittal log, is the same thing as updating a submittal log?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, you have to refer to the guys that have made the logs.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's there's different situations and circumstances, and that's why you refer to them, whoever made the changes.
So if I had not shown you what I refer to as the login exhibit.
January.
It was an exhibit. An exhibit 11, which was the 56001-02 log that was responded to with an EAN status on November 4th, 2014 by Stanley.
Right.
You wouldn't have known that if you just looked at the March 10th, 2015 log, right?
Right. But I wouldn't know that this is an unusual practice either.
No, I understand.
Right.
My question is, you wouldn't have known that there was an earlier...
I guess,
an earlier review of a log, of a submittal, that had an exception as a noted status. There's, unless somebody brought the status, I mean, the submittal to you and say, look, November 4th, exception is noted. By looking at the March 10th, 2015 log, which is Exhibit 13, you would not have known. Is that correct?
I can't answer that. Can I say why?
Please.
As a matter of form, since I walked into the office, we meet on a regular basis with the GTG. And what that means is I'm in charge. I have... the experts, Parsons, PB, so if Jeff and Michael Lanning are there, as well as everybody in our group, we meet on a regular basis on all the projects, and we look at all the projects, and we review the projects on the status of each project. If there was an issue in any of the projects, you call me, Ray Gibson calls me, anybody, I raise it. And we have a look at it. Not me, but the GTG, the experts.
Okay.
Right? And that's basically who I rely on. I had them look at this, and they looked at it, and they said it was not an issue. So that's...
Who's they?
In this case, Mike Lanning.
Anyone else?
I know Jeff looked at it. I'm making a presumption, but I'm presuming that he looked at it. But when I say to the GTG, it goes from me to the head of the PMT, program management team, and that is Mike Lanning. If he wants to look at it himself, he can. If he wants to add anybody else who has expertise to look at whatever issue we're looking at, that's what he does. He brings that to the table.
Did it? This report is a Stanley submittal log, right?
Yes.
Did you see the Stanley logo
yes.
right there?
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And they prepared it. That's
yes.
their job. They're
that's
the
right.
eyes and ears.
That's right.
Right. And so they're keeping, one of my Australian friends likes to use, diarize.
Diarize, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Diarize.
Sure.
One of my friends.
Oh, yeah.
Diaries.
Diary. Yeah.
But
okay.
He uses the word diarize, and it just always comes back to me. So but it's got to be accurate. So when you remove a reference to a previously... And I'm going to call it approved. I know you guys have a different, DBW has a different position on it, but a submittal that had an exception is noted status. Have you not altered the record?
Again, I cannot answer that. I don't know what, I didn't prepare the report, nor have I looked at the report. And I when I asked my the experts to go look at it, in this case, Mike Lanning, he looked at it, and I would presume he asked questions. He looked. I don't think he would look at one log, and I'm not going to speculate. But I'm confident that he does. He does a thorough enough work.
No, I no question. They're very competent. My question is, what do you think?
Again,
you've got a Master of Administration.
I do.
You run an agency
yes,
that...
Mr. Stang has already testified at least twice
right,
that
but
he does not... He's not aware. He didn't prepare the report. He didn't look at the report. He relied upon one of his experts. What I'm asking you is to please move on.
Can I ask you then, Mr. Still there, thank you. In layman's terms, do you know the difference between updating and deleting?
Layman's terms, yes.
Yes. What is the difference?
Updating is you update it, you show that there is a, it's whatever you have is updated to current.
Okay, and what is deleting?
Deleting is taking out.
Okay. Do you think they're the same?
Updating and deleting.
Are you familiar with the, you know, one of the issues in this case, you've heard about much discussion about the alternate phasing plan that Kuranda obtained or submitted?
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with how that was supposed to be executed?
In terms of the review process, in terms of what they were actually going to do?
No, like, yes, the procedure. They were going to put a temporary bridge, start on the mountain, move piling, the actual process.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, Ms. Tang.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask you. Did you ever have occasion to discuss in these meetings the alternate phasing plan and why Kuranda was pursuing it or had recommended it?
I'm sorry.
That was a bad question. In these group meetings that you had,
yes.
I think you call them GTG meetings.
Yes.
Had you ever discussed or has it been ever discussed the reason why Kuranda had proposed and had, you know, was going forward with an alternate phasing plan? The purpose of this?
No. We when I, in these meetings, I basically asked them, I said, where are we at with this project?
Mm-hmm.
And what's typically, we have things from procurement all the way to construction, and in this case would have been in the construction portion of our meeting. And in our construction portion of the meeting, every project's given, this is, zero time is this percentage time has elapsed, and percentage time of completion has, so we can compare the two. From the onset, I'm not seeing progress in Kuranda's progress. Time is ticking, and so again, I'm not an expert. You're right; it is very sophisticated, even though Mr. Poe said this is a simple project. But I'm asking why I'm not seeing any progress, I do recall them. Why do we call it? I'm getting mixed up here as far as when a phasing plan was first introduced.
Are you aware of whether Kuranda had the right to have a propose an alternate phasing plan?
Yes. I remember a discussion from Jack with Mr. Kim saying, if you want to change, you need to submit the plan and give it to us and give us all the documents supporting that. Just don't tell us you want to increase time. Don't just tell us you want to do this. Just you got to support what your new plan is.
Do you remember when this meeting might have occurred?
That was one of the first meetings we've had with Mr. Kim.
Would it have been in January or February?
I'm thinking February, March time frame. I don't remember exactly the exact date. I'm sorry.
Okay. And what was, do you recall the response of Kuranda?
Mr. Kim? Yeah, Mr. Kim didn't say anything. And the meeting just kind of carried on to...
Are you familiar with the traffic control plan?
I'm not familiar with this traffic control plan. I'm familiar that projects do have to have that.
Okay. And are you aware that the traffic control plan ties into, how it ties into the phasing plan?
The traffic control plan's got to tie into any project.
Right.
If you're going to make any offsets to the road, we've got to make sure the road is still safe, or it's got to be closed, and we've got to give proper notice. All of that. That's the control of the traffic.
Right. And so if you're working on one lane on one side of the road versus the other lane, or opening two roads, depending on how you do phasing, it would affect your traffic plan.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right?
Yes. But yeah.
So, were you aware that under the alternate phasing plan, the temporary steel bridge, a new temporary steel bridge would be built over the one side, and then the other side, which is the old temporary steel bridge, which still allows for traffic, is still working. So you would have two running bridges, two running, both sides being accessible or usable?
No, I'm not aware.
You're not aware of that?
No.
Okay.
And I'm not, I don't really get engaged into the details unless I see there's a need for me to, from a management standpoint, is that going to impede our progress? And is there something that I need to do, or is there something that needs to be done?
I see.
That's kind of how I look at our projects and the management of our projects.
Oh, I appreciate that. So I would like you to go to Exhibit 12. Exhibit 12, and this is the, so the traffic plan, go to page 2, please. You see that there's three references to traffic plans in white. Do you see that?
Yes.
All right, and the third, I'm just going to refer to the third submittal.
Okay.
The third submittal, the third submittal was on 150, submittal number 156.001-03. It was dated or submitted on January 12, 2015. And then it was responded to by Stanley. I'm sorry, if you go on the right-hand corner, it's January 13, 2015, is the date they responded, okay? And the comment from them is no exceptions taken, NET, and you can look at the code on third page to verify that. So I just wanted to point that out. You see that, right? Okay. Now let's go to the next exhibit. Exhibit 13, this is the March 10th exhibit.
Okay.
Now I want you to look for the same submittal, which was, I'll give you the number, 156.001-03. It's on page 2.
Uh-huh.
Now remember that one had an NET status, no exceptions taken.
Okay.
Do you agree with me that that submittal reference is now deleted from page 2 of the March 10, 2015 submittal log, Exhibit 13.
Again, you will have to refer back to Jack. He's the one that marked this or is updating this. I think there may be a change. I don't know. I'm pretty speculating. So I don't know.
But I'm not asking, I will ask Jack,
sure.
Not to worry.
Okay.
But I'm asking you, as a layperson,
uh-huh.
Has that, the log that I just referenced to in Exhibit 12, which had an NET that was responded to by Stanley on January 13, 2015, with an NET status,
yep.
No exceptions taken,
right.
Is no longer, it's was deleted on the March 10th, 2015,
from
the log, which is
included 13. You're saying it's deleted. I'm seeing they're here.
Where is it?
It's just there's a different code.
Different code.
Again, it could be a change condition. I don't know. I can't say that you have to refer back to the author.
No, I understand, but I'm just asking you, just as a layperson. I mean, the review by Mr. In On January 11, 2015, Exhibit 12, Mr. Bonsembiante reviewed it, gave it an NET designation. In the March 10 designation, there's nothing that shows he gave the NET designation. In fact, there's a new one that says, it's highlighted in pink or brown.
10.
Okay. It's now by Mr. Marlowe. On March 1, 2015, he gives it a new designation, revise and resubmit. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
So we've been through this ground this time.
Okay. So, okay, I'll move on.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
I believe we got his answer that.
Okay. Exhibit 70 is the underground utility seminal. Let me give you that one. You don't mind putting the number of
utilities. Can you run exhibit 70?
Perfectly fine.
No objections?
No.
Okay. Please proceed, Ms. Jones.
Thank you. So, Mr. Keeler, Mr. Yonbrella, this is an email from Stanley to Columbia, and it essentially attaches the review comments of the submittal number. And if you look in the upper right-hand corner, page 3, I apologize, I should have taken it to page 3. You can see the date of the seminal on the upper right-hand corner, April 14, 2015. And you can see the seminal right below, right under the title of the project.
Okay.
And it's 66.005-01. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And in the bottom, so I'm sorry, this is the GPA-approved design drawings for underground electrical plan, preliminary. Okay? And that's a description of the submittal.
Okay.
And then, in the bottom right-hand corner, it's a stamp. You've seen these stamps before, right? On the submittals.
I have not looked at any submittals, I'm sorry.
You've not seen any submittals?
No, not these, no. I haven't seen this one.
I'm kind of curious. Do you get the filings that we file on this case?
I do.
Okay. And were you aware that there were submittals attached to the exhibits?
Yes.
As like this?
Yes.
Okay. So you've seen some, not maybe not this particular one, but you've seen submittals in general?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I was just kind of surprised. Maybe I misunderstood you.
But yeah, I've not seen this one.
Okay, that's fair. And this is the underground electrical plan, GPA approved, called the GPA approved design drawings for underground electrical plan preliminary. And as you can see, there's an the box that's marked, it's exceptions noted, by Mr. Senecal on April 20, 2015. Right?
Okay.
Okay. And then, to the next page, is, these are just comments, right?
Okay.
Is there anywhere here that you can see where he says submit a change order or other than respond to this?
Let me read.
Yeah, take your time.
Submit a change order.
Yeah. Okay, so is there anywhere here that says you got to resubmit?
To resubmit, I'm seeing things like structural calculations that shall be provided for final design, design to consider lateral restraints or seismic forces. And again, what does that mean exactly? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Spread footing.
That's fair.
Right.
Now, I would like you to go to exhibit. Some of the logs that we've seen, and
are any objections to Exhibit 71?
None.
All right, please proceed, Ms. Fanning.
Thank you. So, please look at the bottom of the email. This email is from Stanley to...
Page 1?
Page 1, yes, please. Now, it represents to you that Rome Remitra and Johnny Carando are Carando people. In the bottom, Rule says... He addresses to Roll. He says, she says, I think Ligaya, Taramil Ligaya, I'm not sure which one's the first name. But she addresses this email to Roll. Please see attached revision to review submittal 63.005-01. That's exhibit 70 that we just reviewed. GPA approved underground electrical plan preliminary, rejected and resubmit for your records. The submittal was originally given a reviewed status of exceptions as noted on April 14, 2015, which was incorrect. Please update your records accordingly. So this was sent to them, and as you can see in the email, June 15, 2015. So just comparing the last, the exceptions noted earlier review was on April 22nd. So a little under 2 months later, on June 15, this submittal is reviewed again. You see that, right? And now they're saying, sorry, oops, mistake. Were you aware of this?
No.
Okay. And then I ask you to go to page 3. Exhibit 71. You see that was rejected, the mark, the box on the bottom. We just resubmitted it, and Mr. Marlowe signed it on June 13, 2015. But I think the email actually is June 15, so 2 days later. Right?
Okay.
Were you aware of this review and the reject and resubmit change in status?
No.
All right. I'm going to ask you to... go to exhibit 14, please. I believe it's is page 5. We're looking for submittal number, I'm sorry, 6. Submittal number 636005, which is exhibits 70 and 71 that we will just review.
What was the submittal number again?
636005.
The last page of the exhibit, or the last page of the exhibit. All right, so shows up as pink here. So, as you can see, there is only one. This is,
excuse me, what was the last page of exhibit 14?
Yes, and the exhibit 14 is the June 16th submittal log. So it's the submittal log, and just to confirm, Mr. Dambro, this email, exhibit 71, was dated, sent to Karanda on June 15th, right? So this submittal log is dated June 16th, the day after, correct?
Okay.
So just so we're on the same page. Focusing on exhibit 14, the last page of the June 16, 2015 submittal log, there is only one entry for submittal 636.005-01. Isn't that correct?
One entry.
One reference to submittal log 636. It's in the pink.
Yes.
The bottom pink line.
Yes.
636.05. And it shows that it is submitted on April 14, 2015, responded to all the way in the right-hand corner on June 13, 2015, and the status was rejected, resubmit. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see any reference to Exhibit 70, which is the one that got a different... which was reviewed on April 20th, 2015 by Mr. Senecal and received a status of exceptions as noted. Do you see that reference to submittal 636005-01 in this submittal log?
Your question again is okay. There a change?
No, I'm just simply asking a very simple question. Do you see... a reference in Exhibit 14 to submittal log 636.005-01 that was submitted by Corando on April 14, 2015 and responded to by Stanley on April 20, 2015 given a status of exception as noted. Of course, I'm referencing Exhibit 70.
Right.
Do you see the reference to that submittal log, Exhibit 70, in
to
this
log.
Log. I'd like to go to Exhibit 48, please. This is, do you recall this letter?
Yes.
It was a letter I wrote to you.
Sure.
And
I'm sorry, which exhibit?
Excuse me, 48. 48.
Okay.
All right, so I sent this letter to you on September 8, 2015, right?
Uh-huh.
And I basically brought to your attention Karanda's concern about Stanley's actions.
Right.
And I want to focus on page two.
Two or three?
Two.
Okay.
Just because it's a beginning
okay.
of the section.
Okay.
So I requested debarment of Stanley Consultants under 5GC845264B4 and 5GC845265B5. The basis for that were two bases. One, we did not see we believed they breached their contract by failing to provide professional liability insurance.
Okay.
And the second was the falsification of single logs. And I think the third point on the next page is also refers to falsification. Right?
That's right.
Okay. With respect to the first point on the professional liability, shortly thereafter, I think your office provided me a copy of the professional liability insurance. Apparently, it had gone lost or something. Right?
Right.
Okay. So that issue was resolved.
Okay.
So remaining issues were number two and three, the falsification of the single logs. When you received this, what did you do?
I referred to Mr. Keeler and brought this up again, as I said, to if this is an issue that was raised.
I'm going to have to stop you. What is the relevance of this request for debarment to your appeal? What's your offer of proof on this line of questioning?
The debarment goes to the DPW's cover-up. Even after presenting them with evidence of the deletions and the breaches and the violations, although they, and I will show you in the next document, although they terminated them, but...
Like, I'm not going to allow you to go into questions about how he reacted to the debarment, but I'd like you to limit your questions. I'm going to order you to limit your questioning to how they... the issues that directly pertain
okay.
to the ones you raised on appeal. Okay?
So, I don't misunderstand. I mean, we raised the issue of deletions,
okay,
which is central.
I'm going to limit your questioning to the ones you raised on this appeal, but in terms of whether or not the department was denied or the reasons for denying the debarment, or what have you, I don't find them relevant.
Okay. All right. Got it. Thank you.
All right.
So, was this the first time you became aware of this deletion when you received this letter of evidence?
No, you called me before this.
That's right. Okay.
Yes.
That's right. We had called you.
Yes.
And we wanted to meet with you, or did I meet with you as a group? I think we had met.
We met.
Yeah. And I think we tried to settle, right? Nothing happened, so. Was there any investigation into this to determine whether the deletions occurred?
Again, you mentioned that there was, the log was altered and falsified, mm-hmm. is the word you used. And so brought that up to the GTG.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley's not a part of the GTG, by the way. But we brought them in a couple times in relation to the case throughout the year. But when I brought this up I know Mike Lanning looked at it. In fact, I also know that Rochelle looked at the logs.
Rochelle Chikara.
Yes. And again, there was no issue.
How do you know there was no issue?
Well, again, Mike said this is not uncommon. So Rochelle looked at it and she said, yeah, this is just an update.
Was she?
So she was indicating to me that this is a practice that's done.
Were you in that meeting?
When they did the review?
Yeah.
No.
Or when you talked to them?
These were individual discussions.
Oh, I see. So it's not like you're all in a room and
correct.
We're talking. Okay. And so you don't know what was shown to what they looked at. So you don't know whether I showed you just in the last half hour were the same documents they were looking at.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Don't know.
If you don't mind, please go to Exhibit 49, the next exhibit. Page 2.
Yep.
Actually, are you familiar with this document? You've seen the report.
Yeah,
okay, the report.
Yes.
And it's directed to you.
Yes.
Okay. And this is from who's acting highway administrator?
Ken Bloss.
Okay, and he signs it in the back, right?
Yes, still is.
Okay, so why did he prepare this report? Is this his job?
Yes, he's the, I'm the contracting officer. If you want to know the issues that happen with Federal Highway, he's the guy that's in charge of all the road projects,
mm-hmm.
both local and federal. And his ties are... He's very closely tied to Rochelle, so yes. Is this
okay.
His job? Yes, sir.
All right. So, on page 2, paragraph 3, says Carando claims that Stanley should be barred for falsifying some logs. Stanley states that the similar log is used to monitor the status of the project, similar, and regularly updated and revised.
Mm-hmm.
These updates and revisions were done with Carando's knowledge, and Carando failed to raise a concern or object to the practice.
Mm-hmm.
So my first question is, do you know how this author of this, Mr. Bloss, knew that these updates were done with Carando's knowledge and that Carando failed to raise concern or object to the practice? And I think he's referring to the practice of deletion, right?
I'm presuming,
mm-hmm.
and it's a reasonable presumption on my part, that he's talked to the guys. He's talked to Stanley. He's talked to Michael and asking if this is a common practice. And this is consistent with everything I've heard. Is if I'm going to make an update to the log, I would confer with, in this case, Carando, say this is the update we're making, or whoever the project manager is at the time. I don't know. But that's my understanding. But you have to confer with them.
Okay, so... I understand about the updates and revisions. Do you know specifically whether someone said, hey, by the way, I'm deleting from the submittal log these references?
No, I don't know specifically, but I presume that would happen.
And that Carando consented to it. Is there any evidence of that?
That they consented to it?
To a deletion?
No, there's no evidence that they accepted. I don't know of any. But Ms. Tang, if there is an issue, and they have an issue, they could raise it, and we would again look at it as.
Why did you say you presumed it would be a deletion? You earlier said you in passing you said you presumed that it was a deletion. Why did you presume that?
I'm not sure. If I said that, I may have misstated. Again, you're asking deletions, revisions, updates. I don't know what they are in particular. What cases? What issue? What has been updated? What has been revised? Why it's been revised? My understanding is that this is not an uncommon practice. My understanding is that when we make this revision, we do it not in a vacuum, but we do it in concert with the contractor. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But
how would you, as the head of an agency, know what happened on this project via the submittals, if there are deletions in the submittal log.
How would I know?
Yes.
For any project, I guess Karanda would have to come talk to me about it and say this is a problem. Then we would address it.
But if Karanda didn't know they were deleted, then how would they come and tell you about it?
Well, I guess from my standpoint, Ms. Tang, is that we're showing submittals and responses to submittals, and the submittals that shooting back to Karanda, or even where they have admitted that there's mistakes. It tells me that there is communication.
But how would the OPA, or anyone who's auditing the construction project, know that they were cheating? Unless the deleter told them.
Well, you found out because you looked at Smills and you asked the question. And I would presume that if I'm going to do an audit on submittals, I wouldn't just look at one data. I would look at the entire thing to do an audit. And if there's a problem, then I see a problem, and I raise it.
Then a deletion makes it inaccurate.
Well, again, if there's a change, I would say, and this is what we're saying again, there's a change. There's a change, Mr. Roll is, there's a change, and this is the change. So... did I delete it? Is it revised? Again, I'm not an expert. It's not an uncommon practice, is what is told to me. And from my standpoint as a director and in the management of this project, the overall management of this project, is communication there. And I see that. I see that there's communication. There may be issues, and if there's violent or malice, I have an open door policy. They can come to me.
Okay.
I understand, but you know that.
Okay.
I didn't say you were malicious.
No,
I hope you didn't take it that way.
Let's not wait to answer the question. Another question.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to move proceedings.
Sure. All right. So. To go to exhibit 63.
What number is that?
On 63, I think it might be number. I'm checking. Sorry. I need to totally re-order that. This is the pre-conference minutes.
Are any objections to Exhibit 63?
I'm just wondering what relevance is to the termination during the construction phase.
Okay. Ms. Tang?
It goes to the alternate phasing plan and the
okay, but this witness has already testified that he hasn't looked at the alternate phasing plan, and he was essentially relying upon his advisors.
I understand that, and I'm not going to ask him about what the plan did. I think he made a decision to terminate Karanda. That decision was predicated on certain assumptions. And I think those certain assumptions, or lack of knowledge or assumptions, need to be explored. And I think that's where the wrongfulness is.
Now, I'll allow you to go into that as he is the
director,
the director who signed the termination letter. Getting into these long diatribes that I don't know and I didn't look
at. I'll try to make it expedite.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Please direct your attention to exhibit 63, please. I'll represent to you that this is a meeting minutes from October 22nd, 2014.
Okay.
And if you go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, page 5. This is, although it's called submittal number SUB001A-.00, this will eventually become the alternate phasing sign as you're going across it. But this is the very first phasing plan that was submitted to DBW. Okay? And if you want to flip through, you'll see the plan. I'm not going to ask you questions, but I just want to show it to you.
Yep.
All right?
Thank you.
Excuse me for just 1 second. I apologize for interrupting. Somebody just knocked, and I believe that's probably the deputy director for DPW, or it's possibly him. If you remember, he said that he could only be here at about 3 o'clock.
Okay, you want to go off the road and see if he's holding it, or...
Yes.
Okay, can we go off the road for 3 minutes?
Certainly.
Okay, so this is... are we back to that?
Yes.
All right. It's about 2:46. Before we proceed on, let's see, how much longer do you anticipate your direct exam to take, Ms.
Miss? Probably another 10 to 15 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up.
All right. And then only because I think we're going to see testimony about 3:35, 3:40 today. What's the earliest that you can come in tomorrow? Are you available at 8:30?
I'm available at
8:30?
8:30 is fine.
8:30 is fine?
Yeah. 8:30
okay.
is fine.
And then now, I'm assuming the next witness you would call would be?
Jack Marley.
We won't get to him today. Why don't we let him know? And then also Carl Dominguez. Can you call down tomorrow and let them know?
So neither.
And then,
I can probably finish the call today, too.
I doubt it.
Really?
Because I have some questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, before I release witnesses, we'll just see how far we get here. Okay. And Joe.
You have to leave at 3:30 or 3:40. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll let you proceed with your.
Thank you.
And Mr. Lever, once you land, you're still under oath. Okay. Please proceed with your directions.
Thank you. Wait, Mr. Could we release Carl Dominguez because he's now a civilian? Is he in the thing down there? Because you said Jack Marlowe he made, but I don't think we're going to get to Carl.
Yes,
yeah. Inform Mr. Dominguez that he is released and to come back tomorrow.
Okay.
One of you at 8:30. Okay. One of you.
8:30. Carl Dominguez.
Only Carl Dominguez.
Only Carl. 8:30. Carl Dominguez. 8:30 tomorrow.
Thank you. I'm going to move on to a different thing. Okay, so Mr. Leandro, in your affidavit you submitted, in the affidavit, in this case, you stated that you testified this, that you started questioning the progress on the return in early March, or was it February?
You're asking, I was concerned about the progress of this. As you said earlier, and it still stands today, that we're in the interest of building the bridge, those two bridges, and for community. But I was concerned about the progress of this particular project, and had not seen any progress. So in March, I was. Again, as indicated, we need to move on. We need to do something or move on. And again, what I'm saying consistently is that I may not know everything, and that's why I rely on the GTGM and our members for solid advice, and that's what they gave me. They said, in March, I said, okay, had enough. We should look to terminate, and then the group said no. They still have some. I think the term was float time because they have a certain amount of time to actually construct the project, and they can still do that. So I put that on, I put the GTG on notice, and I said, let's find ways to make this thing, to progress it, to make this happen. They say they can make it work. I gave them full access, and I said, sure.
When you said they can make it work, you mean they could...
I'm saying that there's one or two occasions that Jack Marlowe said in a couple of our meetings, he said that he could make it work, and I said, and I'm letting them know that my patience is sort of waned, but if you say you can make it work, then make it work.
When you say make it work, you specifically mean they can finish, the contractor can finish the project on schedule.
Correct.
Okay, so I just want to be clear.
Yes.
I think that's kind of important.
Yeah, so they need to revise their schedule and come up with a recovery plan, if you will.
And so, again, did you have a time frame again? Was it late February? Your brief, just to be clear, the brief says February. I think it might have been late February. The declaration says March. So I just want to know, when was it?
Again, in late February, that's basically 4 weeks. I mean, 8 weeks, 60 days, no progress, I'm concerned. And again, coming from the private sector, I've seen action faster than that, and we do things, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
But in government, we have they're saying there's things that they can do. They being the GTG, particularly Stanley, Jack Marlowe, he's saying, I think I can work with them. We can make this come up with a recovery plan. And I said, okay, it's on you.
Okay, so I'd like you to go to Exhibit D, as in dog. That is the government's exhibit, and I think it's in the black binder. And this is your March, which I think it's the same D and E, but D has the cover page with a date on it, and E is the full letter to page.
March 19th?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think it's D and E are identical, D being the one with the date stamp, which is why it's only one page, and E being the full text.
Okay.
Does that look right?
Did they say? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think. But it says April, but it's not April.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that's what we got, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Binder 1.
It says March 20th.
March 19th on the stamp, right? You're looking at Exhibit D,
is it
wrong?
Yeah, it says March 20th, the one
they
stamp here.
It's yeah, the
stamp
but the actual
date
is March 19th.
Yes, correct. And the other one's not the stamp.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it was just the date. So we could go to E. Is that easier because it has both pages?
Yeah.
Exhibit D, is that correct, Christine?
Right.
All right.
And just so you know, we just kind of cleared it up on our end. Exhibit D and E are identical, except Exhibit D is the front page with a stamp date, and Exhibit E is the full document without a date.
But these are Mr. Keeler's exhibits, is that correct?
Well, but...
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And Mr...
Is that a fair assertion? That's really the same document, just one with a stamp, one without?
Right.
Okay.
Exhibit D with a receiving copy.
All right, please proceed, Ms. Taylor.
And I have to ask this question because it drives me nuts. Why doesn't DPW put a date on its letters?
Because I can answer that. The government, the letter's prepared by staff way ahead of time, and by the time it gets to the director or whoever's going to sign it, it may be 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then that is stamped when it's signed by whoever.
Okay. That, thank you for that. Now my curiosity is satisfied.
Yes.
But
it doesn't drive staff prepare, and they don't know when the ultimate signer is going to sign it.
That's correct. As far as timing, could be sooner, could be later. Don't know.
All right. Okay, please proceed.
But
normally when it's signed, it should have...
That's when it's stamped.
That's when it's stamped.
Yes. Yes.
So this one apparently did not have a stamp.
Okay. All right. Thank
you.
It is stamped. Okay. And an exhibit.
So I'm just going to focus
okay.
on exhibit E because it's the full letter.
Sure.
Or we'll call it the March 19th letter.
Okay.
So you reviewed this letter, and I think Felix Beneventi signed on your behalf.
That's correct.
But you're authorized him to sign it?
He would do it if I'm off by him.
Right. And you're familiar with all the information in here, correct?
Yes.
And you approve the decisions made, the contents of this letter?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go through this. And one of the first questions I have is, who drafted this for you?
It would be...
Do you know?
It would be... under the GTG, and then Mr. Bloss would review it, and in this case, Mr. Slagle, who is our PE. He's no longer with us.
I think he's gone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He was our professional engineer.
Okay. But you mean R, meaning DPW?
DPW, yes.
All right. So I'd like you to focus on the first bullet, right?
Revised temporary utility funds.
Yeah. And it says, contractor has provided an alternate phasing plan with new bridge construction starting on the ocean side rather than the mountain side. You see that?
Yes.
So, was it your understanding that as of March 19, 2015, that Coronda just proposed an alternate phasing plan?
Coronda submitted February 2015, an update to their approved baseline schedule indicating the construction completion date of May 9th. This is 41 days beyond the contract completion date. And basically, they're saying that the February submittal, they looked at it. They're saying that you're optimistic due date, completion date, March 29, 2016. And these are the areas that we need to...
I understand with the baseline, right. But that's not my question. I will ask you about the baseline.
Okay.
But I'm not. I'm focusing on just that one sentence.
Okay.
The contractors proposed an alternate phasing plan with new bridge construction starting on the ocean side rather than the mountain side.
Yes.
Did you just become aware of Coronda's alternate phasing plan in around March 19, 2015?
Did I just become aware of
Back in that March 19, 2015.
About their phasing plan.
The alternate phasing plan.
Did I just become aware?
Of the time you were writing this letter, signing the letter, or reviewing it, in March of 19th, or about 2015, was that about the time you first became aware of the alternate phasing plan?
Can you step outside, Mr. Slagle? You can take a break if you want.
No, I just need to.
What? Okay.
Recollect your thoughts.
Yeah. So.
You need to run.
I need that. Let's start.
Okay, let's go back on the record.
So back to the question.
Okay, hang on. Ms. Kent, please ask your question.
Okay, one more time. referring to the first bullet of Exhibit E, referring to the revised temporary utility plan. So the Toronto has proposed an alternate building plan with new bridge construction starting on the ocean side rather than the mountain side. This letter is written around March 19, 2015. This is the first time we became aware that Toronto had proposed an alternate phasing plan.
At this point, Ms. Tang, I don't honestly remember. The fact that it is here tells me that it is an alternate phasing plan.
Do you recall if you knew about the phasing plan prior to the time that you drafted this letter in around March of 2015?
Based on what I said earlier, there was a discussion. They did talk about there was with Mr. Jack Marlowe, Mr. Kim, was mentioning something about if there are is a new plan, could you just submit and submit with all the backup documents.
And this meeting was in or around March of 2015.
I think so.
Okay. And are you aware that, in fact, I direct you to Exhibit 1.
I wasn't in that meeting. I wasn't on island. But what was conveyed to me was there was an intent. They have a plan. Again, it was said by Mr. Keeter, but didn't have all the documents to support their plan. What that is, I don't know. But that's what my understanding is. And in all of the meetings that I've had with Mr. Kim and Jack, it again said that you want to submit a revised plan, you want to ask for an extension, you want to tell us your the reasons for it, document it, and then we'll review it and we'll act.
Okay. The next three bullets, I'll just go through them quickly, the temporary traffic control plan, utility relocation plans, and I'm sorry, the last next two bullets. You see that? Temporary traffic plans and utility relocation plans. You see that?
Yes.
Okay. So do you know where that issue first came up? Was it in March 19, 2015?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to direct you to Exhibit 2.
Okay.
So, our exhibit.
Okay.
And just to make sure that you understand the document you're looking at, this is the phasing plan. Thank you. Exhibit 2. This is the phase, the same submittal as Exhibit 1.
Okay.
Because it's dated October 27th. So you can check against that. And it's 562.001-02. But in the bottom, there's a stamp.
March 1, 2015.
And Mr. Marlowe signs it, and he says, revise and resubmit.
Okay.
All right? And then, so in March, and this was the one that previous lot got an exception as noted, right? This submittal on Exhibit 1. Now, in Exhibit 2, Mr. Marlowe, from November 4, 2014, when Mr. Senecal reviewed it in Exhibit 1, to March 1, 2015, Mr. Marlowe picked it up, the same submittal, and provided additional comments. You're aware of that, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, there's a point to all this. I first asked you these two bullet points on Exhibit E. Do you know where they came from?
Yes.
I ask you to review Exhibit 2, the comments. This is Mr. Marlowe's markup of March 1, 2015. Exhibit 2, he has submittal review comments.
Okay.
And if you go down to Exhibit, the number 10, item number 10,
okay.
Page 2 of Exhibit 2, you see that it says 10B is revised traffic control plan. So he says, you've got to do that, right?
Okay.
And then he says, 10A, revised temporary permanent relocation plan for power, water, and communications. And that has to do with the utility plans, right?
Yes.
The bullets on March, on Exhibit E.
Yes.
On March 19th.
Third bullet.
Yeah. Okay. And are you having seen Exhibit 1 and Exhibit 2, right? In November EAM and then the March 1st. You're pretty clear that this is the first time, March 1st was the first time Carando even knew about these concerns from Stanley, because it wasn't noted. You can look at the comments in Exhibit 1. You tell me if the comments in Exhibit 2 are also in Exhibit 1. If they're not, then would you agree with me that it was the first time that Stanley made these comments?
I object. How can the director testify as to the first time that Carando was put on notice of something?
Let me re-ask the question.
Well,
hang on.
Okay.
Would that help?
I'm going to sustain the objection to the extent that, I'm going to overrule the objection. I'm going to allow you just to ask what his knowledge is. Don't ask him to speculate, please.
I'm not asking you to speculate. I agree.
Okay.
Mr. Yambrough, please look at the comments on Exhibit 1, if you will. It's on page 2 of the exhibit. And there's only 7 items, right?
Yep.
Pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Go to the comments on Exhibit 2.
Okay.
Do you see, does Exhibit 1 require revised traffic control plan?
No.
Does Exhibit 1 require revised temporary permit relocation plan for sewer, power, and water communications?
No.
Does Exhibit 2, does Exhibit 1 require a temporary bridge plan?
No.
So at least between these two documents, these are new items, correct?
In these two documents, yes.
Yes, okay. And March 19th, a letter comes out from DPW under your signature. So you're behind.
My position, yes.
Right. You're behind. Which, do you agree that's based on the March 1st submittal request? Exhibit 2? The items there?
Okay. I can say, based on the documents, you can draw that assumption. I'm saying that what I've heard and what I've seen with Jack Marlowe is that he's indicated that he's talked to Mr. Kim, not Mr. Kim in particular, but the whoever's the project supervisor, the project manager down at the Billy Cooper project. So as to why the documents were, why he wrote it up and what he conveyed to them when they first heard about it, you'll have to refer back to Mr. Marlowe. My understanding is that he communicates, he talks to these guys before and tries to work with them. And that's exactly what I've seen in other projects with Mr. Marlowe. So again, you'd have to talk to Jack and ask him when this was actually done and who he talked to. And one more thing, I could just kind of nail this, at least you want to end me in a few minutes. I didn't terminate or recommend that we terminate Carando because of these back and forth issues. Those things can be resolved. They should be resolved. They should be resolved mostly in the field. If there's a time extension that's needed, then obviously that'll be raised. The reason for termination was there is no progress. January, no progress. February, no progress. March, there was no progress. Even till today, I mean, some of the work that Mr. Kim or Carando has done, there's nothing that's substantial that you can turn over. There may have been materials that they purchased, maybe other things, but today there's not been any work. Back to the time we terminated them.
May I ask? Are you done?
Sure.
Okay. So, looking at the comments on Exhibit 2 from Mr. Marlowe on March 1.
Yes.
It's a pretty long list, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But and let me finish,
sure,
please.
Sure.
And there are a lot of plans that are required, so it's not like a change this page. We actually have to do these things, develop it.
Sure.
So, having received these comments on March 1st, do you not think, wouldn't it be reasonable for Carando to have time to respond to it, prepare the plan, to do what is requested here? Is that reasonable?
Yes.
Okay. And do you agree that because this was given an EAN status in November 4, 2014, by issuing a new one, changing the status, on March 1st, 2015, Stanley has restarted the submittal review process on the alternate phasing plan?
You know what? I can't answer that. Again, he may have talked to him in October. He may have talked to him in November. And for me,
okay,
if they had a document that they want to stand on, they say, okay, this is a document that you've already approved, and they started working on it, to me, that's good faith.
Okay.
I'm not seeing that.
Now, with respect to these comments on Exhibit 2, and you've done some of this planning work for Shell, right? What would be a reasonable time for someone, if you know, if you don't, that's okay, to respond to this?
Oh, to respond to something like this?
Yes.
For I don't know, I'm not an expert, but
if
you were to ask me on the things that I'm an expert on, it wouldn't take very long. The stuff that I do,
I'm not talking about the stuff you do. I'm talking about the items on Exhibit 1 to 13.
Right.
If you don't know, just simply say you don't know.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, that's fair. All right. Okay. With respect to the complaint on the fourth bullet on Exhibit E, the precast stress concrete piles, right? You state that Carando schedule is based on eliminating test piles and estimating production pile length based solely on boring data. This will not be approved. The additional time for test piles prior to casting the production piles has not been included in the schedule. So, do you know whether this states here, Carando's so this basically explains how Carando is going to drive its pile, right? And you're saying no, we're not going to accept it. It's not, this procedure or method
is not approved.
The issue on eliminating the test piles and estimating production lengths based on storing solely on boring data, that's what it says.
Okay, so just
and I'm
saying,
relying
no,
again on
that's
the
okay. No, I mean that's fine. We're just so we understand what it's saying. If you're basing anything, no go. That method is not good. Are you aware that this was approved methodology on the January baseline
no.
schedule?
No. Not aware.
Okay. So this would be the first time that Karanda is aware of that this March 19th letter that it wasn't this process wasn't approved.
Again, this is the time that we actually put Karanda on notes based on the documents, I mean, the preparation we got from Stanley and the GTG. Whether they knew it earlier, I don't know.
Okay, last question on this letter. Please go to page 1, paragraph 2, the last two sentences. Middle of the paragraph, it says, activity A1170 for the design fabrication delivered the pre-stressed precast concrete piles is the controlling activity at this point. The test piles have not been cast or driven, and the production lengths have not been determined. Based on the lack of progress on this activity alone, we estimate that Corona may be nearly 2 months behind the approved baseline schedule at the present time. You see that?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're saying is as of March 19th, they should be driving piles, essentially.
Yes.
Okay. Are you aware that the approved January baseline schedule has pile driving in Billy Bay to begin on April 7th, the following month, and on Pigua, May 7th, 2 months later?
No.
Okay. Did anyone tell you that?
No.
If you had known that, would you have written these letters? This letter.
I would have consulted with my group again, with the board, the TG, and heard their recommendation. At this point in time, again, I would stand to be corrected if there was room for them to live, and I did. They told me we can still work with them. We can still stay within the project timelines, and I said, okay. Again, I'm not an expert. I rely on them, and they told me that this can still be done.
Okay, that's fair, but I'm just, okay. I mean, I'm just asking.
Sure.
If these facts have been presented, as I have presented them to you, would that have changed your decision about signing this letter?
Again, I would consult with the GTG, and they would give me I have the eyes and ears of Stanley. I have the experts with Jeff Wilson and Michael Manning, and based on with consultation with the Federal Highway with Michelle, we would come up with a decision. Again, we never targeted Karanda. As a matter of fact, we have Karanda doing another project, but this project, this is. From my standpoint, Ms. Tan, there was no, my understanding, there was no construction manager. Certainly there was no management because there was no work done. They may have done a lot of phasing. They may have done a lot of planning. They may have done a lot of all these other things. But until you show me good faith effort that you're actually and good faith is not grubbing. Because today, the grubbing doesn't exist. You have to regrub. I wanted to see, again, from a layman's standpoint, tangible evidence that Karanda is going to progress with this project. I never saw that. Meeting with Mr. Kim.
So, Mr. Yamuro, you're basically telling me that you have, I stopped counting, is it 4 or 5 engineers who are giving you advice? Meeting Mr. Takara, you're an engineer, correct?
Mr. Who?
Ms. Takara. Michelle's
girl. Yes, she's.
So you've got 3 or 4 engineers, and no one corrected this letter?
Mrs. Takara approved this letter.
Really?
No, she looked at it, yes. The drafts our process is we work as a group. I don't work in a vacuum. They prepare the letter. It's sent to Mr. Carl. We discuss it, and we move forward with it.
Okay. Now, the notice of default was sent out on June 26, 2015.
Yes.
And
there was an intent to default because, and we gave Carondo 10 days to cure.
And then there was determination. So I call that a notice. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just, to me, it's a notice of default.
Okay.
So, but I understand. I'm not changing the legal aspect of it.
Sure.
It's the default letter. How's that?
Sure.
Okay. And was a contractor's performance analysis completed prior to issuance of that default letter?
A contractor's performance analysis.
I'm going to direct you to Exhibit 34.
Okay.
As you can see, the graph, right?
It's the draft.
And it's dated June 15th, or thereabouts. No, I'm not asking you to. I just want you to flip through it. So have you seen this document before?
This draft? No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you think it would... is terminating a contractor on a big project like this, or a highway project, it's pretty drastic. Government project. Do you agree?
It's serious, yes.
It's serious. It's not like, oh, I'm building a little sewer, leaching field for you. You don't like it, kicking off the project. Nothing like that. This is major. This is life-changing, game-changing for Carondo.
Sure.
Okay. And do you not think that it would, a contractor performance analysis of that contractor's performance, through termination would have been the right thing to do?
A contractor's performance analysis would be a part of terminating the contractor? Is that what your question is?
To consider, in a decision, in considering whether or not to default and then subsequently terminate, because obviously that's the end. The correct thing to do and is to do a contractor's performance analysis.
Is that a question?
Just staying on the nature of the objection.
It was a statement. It wasn't a question.
Okay. You're staying?
I thought it was a question.
I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to have to sustain the objection.
You want me to rephrase it?
Could you please ask, rephrase it in the form of a question, please?
Let me try to re-ask it with a question mark. Mr. Exhibit 34 is a contractor performance analysis draft.
Okay.
Do you think that in making a decision to terminate, default and then terminate Carondo, conducting a contractor performance analysis should have been done? Do you think it should have been done?
I'm thinking that this may be a document, I don't know. But the stroke of midnight on March 18th, we decided to issue this notice. We didn't issue a notice on June 26th, and we didn't close on July 10th. We were deliberating this since late February, early March. And again, not in a vacuum. We reached out. We talked to them, to Carondo, asked them to come up with my terms. I asked for a recovery plan. Gave them 2 weeks to come up with that. 2 weeks later, they submitted something. It wasn't a recovery plan. It was issues with the utilities. I had this and that, and I said, that's not a recovery plan. I needed something high level that I can understand that tells me that you are looking and you're managing the project. I didn't get that. And so I was, yeah, pressed. And with the GTG and saying, okay, you're the experts, but I'm not seeing it. And today, I can still say that. In March, I didn't see it. In April, I didn't see it. In May, I didn't see it. In June. And quite honestly, yes, this is serious. But I would have wanted I don't have anything against Mr. Kim or Karanda. I just want the project to get done, and I wasn't seeing it.
Okay. Would it surprise you to know that on May...
And sorry, to this, for contractors' evaluation, that's not uncommon. We did it at Shell. We do it for all the contractors. Review the progress, review the performance, and rate them. So this is...
I think this is very different than rating. So this was...
Okay, can you ask a question?
So, okay, okay, apologize. Okay. So you've never seen the document, so you haven't had a chance to review that.
That's correct.
Okay, so you can't be sure that it's exactly the same as what you used to do or what it contains.
That's right.
Okay.
But contract performance is I'm not adverse. I'm not unfamiliar with.
Right, I understand that.
Right.
All right. Would it surprise you to know that on May 20, 2015,
20.
And I direct you to Exhibit 10, that Stanley reviewed the recovery plan and gave it an exception as noted status.
What exactly is that, please?
Exhibit 10.
Plan or the comments. I'm aware that there was a plan. I didn't know it was. I've never seen it.
I see. Okay. And you recognize what this is. This is a construction CPM. Yes. And it basically shows the activities and completion at different times.
Yes.
And you see, you agree with me that...
Sorry, I'll just take it. Can you just go back to one of your answers? Were you... You said it so quickly. Were you aware of this plan?
I'm aware that a plan existed, this one. I'm aware, okay, let me reach to kind of all over the board.
I'm just trying to understand your testimony. Okay.
There was a plan that was originally submitted in October, and it was reviewed. The problem with the plan was it lacked substance. This is, don't know what happened in November, don't know what happened in December, but I can tell you that I'm not even sure if it was January or February, because I wasn't. This is just, I'm looking at the progress of this project, and now I'm concerned because I'm not seeing anything. And then sometime after that, I don't know when, each one of our projects has a project management plan, has a plan on what they're going to do from the start to the end. I know that they have them. I don't see them. I've not seen any of them, to be honest with you. I rely on my experts to review them, tell me what they need to do or what's acceptable and what needs to be revised.
Okay, and then just real quick, just to understand your testimony, you had said you had asked for a recovery plan from Karanda. Is that correct?
That's right.
Was this the plan that they provided, to your knowledge?
No, this is... back again, back in October. Now, they're behind schedule.
Which year?
2014, yes.
Okay, this wasn't the plan that you had asked for, is that correct?
No, wasn't
very well. All right, please proceed.
You refer to a recovery schedule. I'm referring you to Exhibit 10. This is after March sometime. Do you know which month that meeting was? Was it maybe April 27th or, no, May 15th?
I'm thinking it's in...
It was a May 15th meeting with the letter. I'm happy to show that to you.
With you?
No. I wasn't involved.
Okay.
May 15th, I didn't even know there was such a project.
Okay.
So this was to, I represent to you that this was the recovery schedule that was submitted in response to that request. And that it was reviewed in Exhibit 10.
Exhibit 10 is where it is? Is this the...
The recovery schedule.
This is the recovery schedule.
Yeah, it says here on the cover sheet, Billion People Recovery Schedule, August and March 31st, reviewed on May 28th, 2015. Now, if you look at the upper right-hand corner, it's submitted on May 15th.
So this is submitted to Karanda?
Submitted to STEM.
To STEM, sorry. Karanda submitted to STEM, okay.
And it has the project ending on May 28th, 2016. 2 pages from the last end of the document.
Just to be clear, Ms. Stang, for my edification on Exhibit 10, Karanda submitted this quote, item number 2, Billy Bay recovery schedule on May 15th?
Yes, if you look at, for all the submittals, if you look at the upper right-hand corner.
Yes,
that's the
wanted to make sure.
That's correct. And then the submittal number is right under the word
right.
Pizza.
Which was crossed out.
Right.
Okay.
So, what was the, was there any report or any analysis? I know you testified at a bunch of meetings and discussions. That was the basis for your issuing the notice of the default letter to Karanda on June 26, 2015.
Was there any analysis?
Report or analysis that was prepared? Memo?
Again, up until that time, has there been a report? No, I don't recall a report.
Okay. Did you request one?
No. Again, we were having dynamic discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you aware of the related exhibit 35, which was the, I'm sorry, is it 35? It's exhibit, the contractor's performance analysis draft is exhibit June, so it was exhibit 34, excuse me. Were you aware that exhibit 34, this is the draft contractor's performance analysis?
Told me that.
Yeah, wait. Evolve into the default letter?
Am I aware?
I mean, default termination letter?
Am I aware?
Yeah, are you aware of that? So they skipped the step of finishing the report and then went directly into issuing these letters.
Excuse me, I'd like to object to the characterization of that.
Withdrawn.
Okay.
Move on. Thank you. Next, last question. Your termination letter that was sent out on July 10th, 2015. I believe that is Exhibit 38. And I think, we put the cover sheet on top to show the page. The date. Second is just a complete letter. And Mr. Guerra, remember you signed it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's July 10th.
Right. Correct. Exhibit 38. Starting with saying it is a finding of Governor Guam that Carondo has breached his contractual obligations. Can I ask you, did you base your finding on any report? Or memo? Or analysis?
I don't recall. I know we've had discussions. They may have given me some reports. I don't recall.
Who would know?
I'm brain dead at this point in time.
Who would know? Who could answer this question?
Tom, Mike, Lanning.
When you say Tom Keeler.
Tom Keeler.
Why do you say that?
He's in our group.
Okay.
He meets with us every Friday.
Did he draft this letter?
I'm sure he looked at it.
Okay.
He may have drafted it.
Who's this person again? Sorry. Tom
Keeler.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last name.
Okay. So, basically, based on this letter, Corona terminated effective July 10th. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, paragraph
yes.
To page 2, right?
Yes.
Okay. Remember that contractor's performance report that I was talking about?
Uh-huh.
Would it surprise you to know that it was completed on July 31st, 2016, after Carondo was terminated?
No.
You don't know. You didn't know about that. No one told you.
No. And it's still a draft, so.
No, it was final.
Was it final?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the end of your direct?
Yes, thank you. Okay. That was my short 10 minutes.
All right, well, as I believe, how are you feeling, Mr. Leon Guerrero?
Eat up.
Okay. We're not going to pressure the witness, because I do have to admit that I think you've gone through almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
Of direct exam approximately with the
board. Like
okay, we're going to proceed with Mr. Leon Guerrero's continued testimony tomorrow morning starting at 8:30. Okay? And do you have any other issues that need to be addressed at this time?
I'm sorry, was that 8 or 8:30?
8:30.
Okay. I think we're going to go beyond tomorrow, and just want to advise you that Jeff Wilson, one of the government's witnesses, is heading off island this weekend, either Friday or Saturday.
Friday.
We will see where we're at about noon tomorrow.
Yes.
That's what it takes to do this.
He just had so much information.
Okay. In any event, we're going to give Mr. Leon Guerrero a break here, and we're going to go off the record, and then we'll be tomorrow at 8:30 on December the
10th. At what time do you anticipate going to tomorrow? What time do you anticipate going to tomorrow?
As long as we can.
Okay. I'm there. I'll bring some news bar.
Okay.
It's over. Never mind.